We welcome each and every one of you to Grace Bible Church this morning. It's good to see you in the Lord's house. In our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to the last chapter of the Bible, Revelation 22. And I want you to see verse 16. Here we have basically the last message of the prophecies that were made. And this is what the Lord says, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things. In the churches. In other words, everything that has preceded in the book of Revelation, bringing together the culmination of the ages, God's plan, God's purposes for the Gentile, God's purpose for the church, God's purpose for the Jew. He's told us of all of these things. And he says this, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, what? Come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst, come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. I want to tell you folks, the attack today is on that message. This world is not looking for Jesus. They're looking for a political leader. Somebody who can make the economics right. So everybody all comes out on the same page. And that everybody can have fun and everybody can, have what this world has in store for them. That's what it's all about. Economy, politics, that's what it's about. It's not about the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet, we're told here, the Spirit and the bride. Who is the bride? That's the church. What does the true church say? The true church is saying, come. Those that are not part of the true church, they're not saying, come. They're saying, let me have more of this world. But the true believers say, come. And he that hears the word says, come. And he that is thirsty says, come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Isn't it interesting that in these last days, and I think we are living in the last days leading up to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the attack is pinpointed at the message of the gospel, the truth of the gospel. We talked about this last week. They are honing in. They don't want the gospel to go out. Why? Because that's glory unto the Lord Jesus Christ. He's glorified in the saving of sinners. And I'm so thankful that we can gather as a church family to sing His praises this morning. Amen? The praises of our Savior. And we, together, as a church family in the local church, we say what? Come. We say, come. Why? People say, well, you just want a helicopter pullout. I want deliverance from this world. Amen? I want deliverance because Jesus promised it to us. And so we look forward to His coming, His return, because that's the desire of our heart. At least that's the desire of the church. The believers that have been born again, that's their cry. Come, Lord Jesus. Is that the cry of your heart this morning? Think about it. Is that what I really desire, or is it something else? Then you need to examine your heart today as we hear the Word of God delivered to us. Pastor Watt.